Hi, I am Xavier from France. I am a contributor in the Exposing the Invisible project from the NGO Tactical Tech, and I am in my kitchen in France, as you can see. Let's talk about reverse engineering as a crossroad for investigation, science, and open tools and technologies. What is reverse engineering? Reverse engineering consists in studying an object or a method sometimes in order to determine its internal functioning. Reverse engineering consists in identifying a precise case, making a recognition, disassembling pieces by pieces and step by step, then understanding the mechanism, and finally reassembling the object or the method with a new value proposition in its operation. In the free software world, some people know software like Radar2 or GNU Project Debugger, or many tips by hundreds of command lines in the practice of reverse with embedded tools, also used for open source intelligence. Who are the current usual suspects in reverse engineering? And then using them requires sometimes to tame and then learn the associated techniques and method. It also requires meticulousness and precision in their use. And let's be honest about the thousand and frustrating mistake to reach a level that provides pleasant satisfaction. Software developers, also academics and engaged citizens, journalists and activists, need a finer social configuration to collaborate in peer-to-peer contribution of this software, on their documentation, on their learning, and the associated knowledge. And this is also an issue of new ways of producing free knowledge, and I think it's the best part, and also the power to liberate knowledge. Reverse engineering is not limited to software. Some people who are used in a hacking festival might also think about the hardware of computer machine. We would like to show you that it's possible to practice even further than these 2 points, and that is the interest of the previous mentioned communities to collaborate on this area as well. That's why we launched IQEA at the Exposing Invisible seminar. IQEA is a group of people with different backgrounds and knowledge in different countries. It stands for Investigation Questioning Experimental Approach. Now, let me show you some example about reverse engineering. First of all, please keep in mind, do not trust any dark boxes. Now, the first example comes from a cafe with a pop education. With pop education, you can do reverse engineering like you play biology, for example. Let me show you. In the neighborhood bar, when you bring people together who are not engineers, who are not scientists, who are not hackers, but who are motivated to investigate environmental issues that affect their daily lives and community life, you can simply rely on the popular education method to learn reverse engineering. Disassembly of a small everyday object in order to divert them to serve the needs of environmental analysis. Even a simple sheet of folded paper can be used as a pedagogical and technical basis. And yeah, you can do that while drinking tea or beer. Does it ring any bell for you? It's a kind of introduction to bioinvestigation. You can find some information into Exposing the Invisible kit on the web. Now, let's have another point of view with Clio.
Hello, I am Cleo and I'm a member of the IKEA group with Xavier. And after a few weeks of reading and researching, I conduct some interviews with experts, such as scientists and designers, in order to understand better what's behind reverse engineering and how people apply to their works. In this process, I just discovered that people do not always consciously realize they're working with a reverse engineering approach, even though they use the methodology every day. Only in the moment in which they reflect on the concept and I question them, they suddenly understand that their approaches are reverse engineering, but in different ways, let's say. For example, David Behnke, that is from the Institute of the Diagram Studies and as a designer at CryptPad, he thinks that reverse engineering is in the frame of creative practices and knowledge productions. So for him, it is not pretty technical, but reverse engineering is a way to look at the things by different perspectives. So, for example, also the historical perspective is a reverse engineering tool. Another example is Oliver Keller, that is a scientist from CERN studying the radioactivity and who made a DIY particle detector. For him, the main statement was looking at reverse engineering as a learning tool, so also as a way to understand the physics around us and the black boxes of natural phenomena. And one of the main questions he made was like, how do you reverse engineering randomness?
Well, can we do reverse engineering on the randomness? What a huge question. Now, another example. We were in a cafe with people extracting DNA from environmental sample. And now, did you ever try to reverse engineering an urine pregnancy test or HIV blood test? Let's have a look. By doing it with a small team, you will learn together and also learn from each other. You will see that every tiny slice of the paper hidden in the plastic cassette builds up all kind of technical, scientific, and social question. What is the place of women in society, in science, and in tech, and in the history of science and tech? Are the reagents used in the test paper free or proprietary? What happens if you reassemble the test for another use or just after the first attempt into a diagnostic? And guess what? We need software to do that. One last example for the road. Perhaps you already heard or read the reverse engineering of several coronavirus vaccines. Yeah, do not trust any dark boxes. And then this reverse opens avenues of knowledge, investigation, studies, transparencies, and activism. Well done. Now, the main question is, when will free and open source vaccines will be available? Yes, we run after knowledge, collaboration, citizen science, investigation, etc. However, that is not all. Reverse engineering as a method and at the crossroad is also a new purpose. Instead of constantly extracting every resources from the soil around us, it's an ecological and strategic redirection, a redirection of knowledge production. And that's our invitation to you. Thank you and see you soon.